All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Danny, talk to me. What are we doing here? What do you got?
Let's start with the guy that the Lions were looking at, or we specifically were looking at for the Lions, Bobby Wagner, back in Seattle, 1 year, $7 million. How surprised were you that they were able to kind of reunite and get back together with that deal?
Not. It's why I never flipped out on the Lions about Wagner. Levante David was the one, I guess, 1 year to go back to a horrible team. I would have made those overtures. Bobby Wagner, he's won a Super Bowl there. I don't know. It just felt like he was homesick. But guess what? The Lions don't value the linebacker position. I think that's what we've settled on. But it doesn't surprise me at all Wagner's back there. And they're good, Kenny. They're not bad. They're better than the Rams.
The Broncos head coach Sean Payton spoke to NFL Network's Tom Pelissero talking about the officiating in the offseason, saying how the roughing the passer penalty stands out as something that needs to be addressed. Is this the biggest on-the-field issue the NFL is facing this offseason?
No.
In terms of things that need to be fixed?
You know the one. Say it.
Go ahead,
say
you tell
it.
Me.
Say it. I'm Kenny Cott. Say it as a part of your sports minute.
I think as a part of my sports minute, I think roughing the passer might
no, be. No, it's the quarterback fixed. Sneak atrocity. They have to take away the ability to push the quarterback with players behind him. What the Eagles and Jalen Hurts did, while brilliant, was a complete and utter travesty last year, going 33 for 37 on QB sneaks because you are able to rugby pile this deal. You know, like rugby, when they get in a scrum, they don't call it a pie. What do they call it? A scrum? Is that it?
Yeah, a scrum, I think.
You're able to rugby scrum this deal.
But I think that's so situational, though, compared to roughing the passer, which could happen in any dropback situation.
Right, but it's a cheat code. The roughing the passer is still a bad call, but they're protecting an asset. Ah, look, you asked me the question, I give you the answer. You're fine if you say it's roughing the passer. I'm the one who's got to deal with the Eagles twice a year in the NFC East.
So let's talk about David's team. We can pile on a little bit if you like now that he has the day off. Exactly. More specifically, his quarterback, Kenny Pickett, his coach, Mike Tomlin, told ESPN it's reasonable to expect, quote, significant development. Is that what we should be? Is that what David should be excited for? Is he that guy?
Could any quarterback guy? Who is taken in the first round, any quarterback who's a rookie, your biggest leap to me should be year 1 to 2. Unless you have extenuating circumstances where you have multiple coaching changes, multiple coordinators, your first couple of years are a disaster. Kenny Pickett's got some continuity. They have weapons. He should absolutely take a big step forward. Kenny, the Steelers are a sneaky playoff team in a loaded AFC. If the Steelers played in the NFC, you would view them differently.
If the Steelers were a team like Jacksonville who drafts a quarterback, you look at it differently. It's more of a stable coaching.
Well, and again, had Urban Meyer stayed with Jacksonville, does Lawrence take that leap? No. But they got him an adult in the room, and you saw Trevor Lawrence just blossom. And I don't think he's done. I think he takes another leap in year 3.
So I'm
Kenny Cott.
I'm Kenny Cott. Let's talk about the Buffalo Bills. Coach Sean McDermott talking to the NFL Network regarding DeMar Hamlin giving him full support to a potential return after the very scary situation he went through. What are the chances that we see him on the field either this year or maybe ever?
All right. A, we all know that what happened to him was a 1 in 100 million chance. But Kenny, I can't handicap A, would a doctor approve it? And B, do you understand, like, none of us understand. What would it take for you to die on the field and then saddle up and go play again? Like, I can't speak to that. I can't handicap that. I would be amazed if he chose to do it, wouldn't you? Or what doctor would clear it?
I'd be shocked, and it's really easy for a football guy to go say, "Oh, just rub some dirt in it." Not
right.
For this.
No, this is
this
different.
This is so much different. I would be stunned if he ended up back on the field this year.
I mean, they can allow him the chance to do it, knowing he probably won't. But what an incredible story if he did. I would still be surprised.
That's got to start with workouts. Let's see how he feels on the field. Let's get him involved in some
kind
of activity.
But it still comes back to you can't play that game without anything other than 100% or you'll get hurt. Like, when that moment comes, how do you never think about what happened to you again? I'm not equipped to talk about it.
That's why I ask the hard questions, Mike. I'm Kenny Cott.
I'm Kenny Cott. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da.
New England Patriots, per Mike Reese on ESPN, have the lowest Super Bowl odds in the Belichick era at 70-1. And you know what? You just hate to see it.
Yeah.
My question for you is the league starting to pass Belichick by? Are we ever going to see vintage Belichick again?
No. No, you won't, because they don't have a franchise quarterback. I don't care who the coach is. Send Bill Belichick to the Commanders. Send Bill Belichick somewhere. If you don't have a franchise quarterback, how do you win in this league? How? That doesn't mean Belichick's a bad coach. They don't have a quarterback. And Belichick, here's where he made a huge error. Why they did this Matt Patricia, not the OC, but will call plays. Why? Why would you go from McDaniels to that? Why would Robert Kraft allow it? To have a defensive coordinator calling plays offensively for a second-year rookie who had a decent rookie, a second-year player who had a decent rookie year, it doesn't add up to me.
That, to me, was the final straw that broke me with Belichick. I was like, originally you think of this guy as some sort of a wizard or a genius back in the Tom Brady days, but then you saw the Matt Patricia thing and you start scratching your head. It did not work at all. So, yeah, no, I'm with you.
Speaking of
franchise quarterbacks, let's talk about the aura of Tom Brady, as Tampa coach Todd Bowles put it. Now that he's gone, Bowles suggested that there's no reason to believe greatness and that aura still can't be on this team. I want to know what the hell he's talking about, since they went 8-9, lost in the wild card, and then lost Tom Brady after that. I think the aura is pretty much
dead. Yeah, whatever he's smoking, have Evan go to the dispensary and buy it. It's an insane remark. Yeah, the aura. Sorry, guys. The only thing left of Tom Brady might be a stinky jockstrap or pair of shoulder pads, and that's the only aura left there. He's gone, and so is the championship pedigree. You're insane.
This one is kind of Lions-y in and of itself. Head coach Robert Saleh came out and said that saying Aaron Rodgers shows interest in the Jets shows how far the Jets have come. I don't think that matters at all. I think that's kind of like a look at, there's a pretty girl that kind of looked at me funny.
Right.
That doesn't add up. That doesn't mean you've gone anywhere. You're still the Jets. You have to win games to prove that.
Correct? No, here's the other thing. A, you had to load up a private jet with every important member of that team just to get his attention. Second of all, nobody else wants Aaron Rodgers. And third, here's the funny part in all this. The team that should be after Lamar Jackson is the team that's never mentioned. If I'm the Jets, I can put Lamar in the big city, steal the back page from the Giants, and land a franchise QB. Why am I messing around with a 39-year-old, mushroom-addicted nutbag? Oh, wait, I'm the Jets. Shouldn't the Jets be the ones making overtures to Lamar Jackson? Right?
Not even that, but there's Saleh saying, look at how far we've come. This is proof that we've made progress. It's not proof of anything.
Yeah, look how far we've come. We hate our number two overall pick QB so badly that we're out here shaking our ass for a guy who does oil-based enemas in the offseason and is a total whack.
That shows you how far back they've come, I think you meant to say. Let's talk about the three. We had David's team in here. Let's finish with Rico's team. Three-man quarterback competition, Purdy, Lance, Darnold. GM John Lynch said Brock Purdy was in the leader of the clubhouse. Who is Rico going to be seeing the most of next season, and what should he want to see?
I don't care. For his sake, I hope they all get hurt. I'm so tired of the Niners being able to have these lousy QBs that turn out great. I'm tired of it. I don't want it to work. One year, I want Rico to endure pain.
Are you recognizing, though, that it will be on brand when one of them flourishes, right?
Correct. This will be Sam Darnold, the one who went to USC. I still believe it's got to be Purdy, right?
Right.
But, well, hold on.
Uh-oh.
Purdy off of a blown-out UCL, Trey Lance finally healthy, Maybe.
That's why I asked the question, man. And I'm Kenny Cott.
Right. Damon Amendolara.
In Football Today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.